agenda item number 16, pertaining to license requirements and license fees.
I'd say for the record, I think I've heard the commissioner called many things at this podium. I'm not sure I've ever heard him called hoss.
Yeah.
I will state for the record that I've been called many things much worse than that.
I know you have. I was present. But it is good to show him up here and crack a smile occasionally. Okay. So these are proposed amendments to Chapter 4VAC 201090 pertaining to license requirements and license fees. This will be a public hearing. Now, under 20.2-201.4 of the Code of Virginia, the Commission has the authority to increase tidal fishery license fees every 3 years, and any fee increase for such licenses and permits are capped at either $5 or a percentage equal to an increase in the consumer price index, or CPI, calculated from the time the fee was last set or adjusted, whichever is greater. And any amounts generated from these increases in the recreational fishing licenses are paid to the Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund for the purposes authorized under 20.2302.2. Now, the recreational license fees have only been raised twice since their establishment in 1993. They were raised once in 2006 and again in 2011. There were some new non-resident fees established in 2009, and they were not eligible to be increased back in 2011. So you kind of have the suite of them now. In recent years, there's been many obligations on the Saltwater Fund to include the Fisherman Identification Program, the Virginia Department of Game and Fisheries license sales, and the annual operating costs for such things as the Artificial Reef Program. We did include in your packet the governor's press release having to do with the budget reductions for all agencies. Those reductions at the time were projected to be $92.4 million for fiscal year 15 and $100 million for fiscal year 16. Obviously, as those will remember here with the agency, we're very dedicated to our core program and services. Obviously, we have many for our recreational anglers, some of which I've already mentioned. So the recreational license fee is essential and one that we're meaning to help meet some of these budget reductions and maintain our core programs, and we're trying to have this effective for January 1st of 2015. I've already mentioned how we can raise the fees on the screen, and also in the draft regulation provided to you are the proposed license costs. There were 19 recreational licenses that were looking at a fee increase. 13 of those were subject to the $5 increase, and 6 of those are subject to the CPI increase. So, again, this has been projected. We noted in the evaluation that based on 2013 license sales, the projected license fee increase would generate approximately $533,000. It's probably going to be more like about $532,000 as we keep refining, but either way, it will help us maintain our core programs. Now, the proposal has been advertised in accordance with 20.2-209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing. The notice was attached in your evaluation. We did receive, prior to mail out, 15 written comments, which were included in your packet. Of those 15, they're all opposed to this increase. 3 of the comments noted their opposition because there were no corresponding increases to the commercial fees. I can state that we, the agency, are looking at and the administration is considering raising the commercial fees, but this will be discussed and decided upon during the upcoming legislative session with the General Assembly. In addition, with the blue papers handed to you, there are 4 additional comments, all opposed to the recreational increase. So that's a total of 19 in opposition. So with that, the staff is recommending to the Commission that we adopt amendments to Chapter 4VAC 20-1090-10 pertain to license requirements and license fees to raise recreational license fees effective January 1st, 2015. With that, Mr. Commissioner.
Okay, and the other blue paper here makes a couple minor corrections to the schedule.
Right. That's okay. All it is. There's 2 minor corrections having to do with some combo licenses between us and the game department that we had to clarify.
Okay. Any questions from the commission?
Any statement?
I can make a statement.
I'll tell you what, let's get to that in a minute. This is a public hearing. Is there somebody who wishes to be heard, either pro or against this? Please come forward. Please state your name for the record, sir.
I'm Captain Robert Hewlett.
Welcome, Mr. Hewlett.
President of Virginia Charter Boat Association. In the past, we've worked with the commission on both reworking the price of the due of the licenses and had worked through the charter boat licenses and through the increases. And at this time, of course, through the General Assembly, y'all cannot do the commercial license increases. So the recreational is the only thing you've got left to pick on. And the charter boats and the charter boat industry really cannot stand it. We worked with you on the recreational license for the charter boats who operate under the recreational rules and under the headboat licenses. And we also have a license that is a guide's license, which was worked through by the charter boat industry so that we'd have a more specific control over the number of charter boats working in the area. Of course, everybody knows what the economy has been, and you're dealing with a industry in the charter boat industry, and especially the under six charter boat industry, that is about to collapse. And if you know anything about the commercial side, they don't have to buy licenses for their trucks. They have a lot of exceptions, a lot of personal property they don't pay, and so forth. All your recreational have to pay everything, all your taxes, and all your licenses. We just cannot stand another increase, not at this time. So I would say, if you intend to continue to have a under six charter boat operational, be very careful about what you increase. So we oppose it. Until you have a likewise on the commercial side. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Hewitt.
I have a question for you.
Yes, Mr. Zetron.
Have y'all looked at the schedule and like, for example, to me, how does reason a temporary 10-day under saltwater recreational fishing license says temporary 10-day non-resident raising $5? You think that's going to affect our, you know?
Not referring to the non-resident. I do know that charter boats bring a good number of people and a good amount into the state's coffers and related industry. With the we dealing with just charter boat and headboat charter boat and our licenses. That under six, that's for somebody who's just fishing out here. That temporary license is just for somebody fishing offshore or something.
Well, that's my question. Are you, is your position that as a whole that all of these charges or these increases should not be done, or do you have a particular one that you want to address?
I want to address the charter boats, all the charter boat increases, because that's an additional burden on us. commercial side does not have to have Coast Guard license. We have to be in the Coast Guard license program. We have to be in the drug testing program. All of those are additional expenses for you charter, whether it's a head boat charter or a charter boat.
And to be clear, that's the only two that you're against.
They're the only two I'm against.
Ms. Haney.
When was the last time the charter boats had an increase in license fees?
I don't know off the top of my head here, but Mr. Griss might know since he knows many things.
Yeah, it was actually, it's actually here on the table as well. So your charter boat, head boats, this were mostly back in 2006, and your non-resident was in 2009 for the charter boats. So it's either been a period of eight years or 5 years ago, depending on which one you're looking at.
Thank you. Mr. Seppel.
I tried to get a little ahead of the curve, and I reached out to my neighbors down at Rudy Inlet, the marinas down there, and I thought I might hear a little bit of squawking. I didn't get anything negative back, and one positive comment from one of my neighbors that he did not want to see the core programs go away, especially the Virginia saltwater tournament. So I was happy to hear what I did.
Okay. Let me
dot an I and cross a T here myself here. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Cedra.
I'm going to abstain since I am a licensed Coast Guard recreational captain. So I'm abstaining from voting.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, you agree with my comments?
Mr. Neal.
All right. Recreational fishermen are in general opposed everyone's opposed to increases of any type. I mean, we don't want to pay more. We did discuss this at our fishing club's board meeting. I do want to say that Frank Carney was not there. Actually, he was there, but when he gave his treasurer's report, he had to leave to come to some other meeting. And he's the one who wrote the CCA position. So he is opposed to these increases. And there's really nothing in this report that he wrote that's incorrect. And so pretty much I agree with everything that he's written in here. Another one, our government affairs head, Dave Agee. There's an individual letter from him. Normally he writes them from the club, but we didn't come to a club consensus, partly because these guys weren't there. And he's opposed to these increases, and there's nothing that he says that I disagree with. Another one that was not there was Charles Southall. He was stuck at work. Charles is on the RFAB board, which I do believe this proposal has been presented to, and they kind of given their guarded approval. And so Charles would be one that would speak to approve this. What the board did come to basically was kind of a guarded approval, more of a we're not going to oppose it more than anything else. They did want me to convey that there's a limit to this. Is that all budget shortfalls can't be approached just by increasing recreational fishing license fees. They would like to see that you pursue, it's going to be a longer thing, to pursue the corresponding increases in the commercial licenses, basically out of fairness, not out of how much money you're going to make off of it, because it's just going to be smaller than what you could get from recreational. There's just more of us. Our club has a lot of the recreational leaders that are here alive, and there's no one here today, which is kind of surprising me, really. And we champion the saltwater license. We fought for it. We wanted it, and it was proposed to increase spending on recreational fishing. And that's what was proposed, and some of these letters will say that's been used to fund budget shortfalls, and it has. And it's been done legally. It hasn't been done illegally. None of the money has been reverting to the general fund. It's just Richmond has taken away general funds, and then we've chosen to fund other things with the, that used to be funded by general funds, which wasn't what we thought was going to happen when we did the recreational fishing license. So we're not happy with that. But we weren't stupid either. You know, I can remember Dr. Allen, Dr. Bob Allen, who's been here plenty, when we first established this fund back in 1992, saying this is exactly what's going to happen. So over time, the General Assembly is going to fund BMRC less and less, and more of this money is going to be used basically for what it says it's supposed to be used for. It's used solely for purposes of conserving, enhancing fish species, taking by recreational anglers, enforcing the provisions, and what it's been used for, law enforcement and for our recreational programs. So it's done that. But what our intention was to provide additional monies. And what it's been used for more and more is to provide Walt-Bro matches that didn't used to be. You know, that before the recreational summer license, well, you got that money from somewhere else. And on and on. And so we had a pretty good idea this was going to happen. And so I'm going to vote for this, but I guess there is a limit to it. We are not real tickled by it. You know, $5 for our license is not a big deal. Just the general, most of the objection is how the fund's been used overall. But to vote against this, the alternatives are potentially much worse. We do not want to see the various programs that Lewis is in charge of cut. Those programs are very important to us. We really want to see the artificial reef program, which is probably our other big darling, enhanced. And that's not going to happen if we don't do these license fee increases. So that's basically my comment. I wanted to grump about it because we're not happy, but we don't want to cut the funds from the programs that are important to us, which is, I think, our other option, which is where the CCA, and I wish Frank had been there, and we discussed this in the club, and Dave Age had been there, because that's, we oppose this, and this is the reason why, and they're right, but then they don't come up with the alternative. If you do successfully oppose the license increases, what happens? And basically, we're going to get cuts and things we don't want to cut is what's going to happen. That's it. That's my longest you'll ever hear me talk at these meetings.
We're full of records today. I can call pot. Mr. Mack.
Are the increases in the neighborhood of 10% or across the board kind of, or 10 or 11%? It's been, 8 years since they increased rates?
Well, some of them have been 2011, some were 2009, some from back as far as 2006. So I do actually want to say something kind of Mr. Neal's as well here. As much as everybody hates to have to pay more, nobody likes to have to pay more. Nobody likes to raise these. This isn't desired. This isn't. The alternatives are potentially much worse. The fact of the matter is that this agency, state government in general, has had budget cuts the last 7 years. This is year 8. Next year will be year 9. This has been an extraordinary chain of events. It's my great hope that this doesn't become anything more than the last time for a long time. That's my hope. Any other discussion? Mr. Erskine.
I agree with what Ken was saying that, you don't like these kind of things. We went through this a few years ago with the Section 2 and 3 of this with the oyster resource user fees and oyster harvesting and shucking, and the licenses went up considerably for the shucking houses. Now, there are very few shucking houses, but nonetheless, it went up on orders of magnitude, and it's just pretty much what needed to take place at the time. I actually have a question for staff about the commercial. There was a lot of discussion in the letters that were opposed that the commercial licenses aren't proposed to be increased, and maybe there's a suggestion that it might take place. Is there a commercial non-resident license fee?
There is a non-resident fee. It is $444 in the code.
Non-resident for recreational harvest or commercial?
For commercial. For commercial.
And that's across the board for any gear type, or is that...
Right. If you get a commercial fishing registration license and you are not a resident of Virginia, you not only just pay the $190 fee, you also pay an additional $444 fee.
Okay.
Except in hearing the whispering in the background, except for Public Oyster, because Public Oyster, you must be a resident.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got that on record, Kathy, for you?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I guess the point is the General Assembly has already given BMRC the authority to raise recreational fees. They have not given BMRC the authority to monkey with the commercial fees. So I guess you have to go back to the General Assembly to change commercial guides.
I'll clarify that a little bit here. The discussions in Virginia and Richmond pertain to fees on the commercial sector. It may or may not be from a license increase or through some other vehicle. So I wanted to make sure that's, you know, everybody clear. It's not as simple as license. License, you know, frankly, as you noted, Mr. Neal, if Willie's commercial licenses correspondingly, it's not going to raise nearly the money.
Right.
So, I mean, those are...
There's no question. The dollars.
Those are active discussions, right, and it would require General Assembly action, but it's not something we can really address here in a meaningful way.
Mr. Commissioner, if I just may, to one point of Mr. Neal's, and that is that he mentioned our official reef program specifically, and I'll just remind the Commission that further down on our agenda today is a recreational fishing advisory board proposal and recommendation to this Commission to actually do additional funding for material for the our official reef program. So that is something also on your docket later today.
Any other discussion? Not the matters before the Commission. The Chair cannot move the motion.
Motion to approve staff recommendations.
Motion by Ms. Haynes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessom. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes?
Abstained.
Mr. Zedron abstains. The Chair votes aye. The motion passes 8-0-1.